Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. Have you ever been in a really bad thunderstorm, either in a boat or just watching from your house? Have you ever thought things were so crazy outside that you were worried about having to go to the basement for a tornado, or if you're out in the open country, worried about lightning strikes and those kind of things? In today's gospel, Sunday's gospel, in Matthew 14, the disciples are in a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee in such a storm. And the wind is blowing and the waves are building and the boat is crashing around from one wave to the next to the next. And there, through the driving rain, they see something in the distance. And then they realize that there is someone walking on the water, approaching the boat. And they can't figure out what this is. And they are scared to death. And they say, look, it's some kind of ghost. Something weird is happening. But then Jesus says, in verse 27, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." For there it was. It was not a ghost, but it was Jesus walking on the boat to rejoin his disciples. And once he's in the boat, the wind ceases, and the people, the disciples in the boat say, "Truly, you are the Son of God." But I really like those words that Jesus says to the disciples. "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." That is good news for us. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Some questions to ponder. When do you need to hear these words of Jesus? When do you need to hear Jesus say to you, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid"? How is God calling you to help others who are in the midst of a storm in their life? How is God calling you to help others to also see and to hear those words of Jesus? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith with you on the journey as together we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.